We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Chof Aleph. Ki be'emes ikar hamisa nimshach machma shepogam odom arishin bechet etzadas toivora. The fact is that death was brought into the world as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the etzadas. Shepogam begeyus, which is referred to as a pegam in gaiva. Remember, we said that the snake, what was the snake offering? You'll eat from this, you'll be great, you'll be just like Hashem. And if they took the bait, it means that they showed an interest in that. They're looking for greatness. Who needs to be great? Hashem is great. We're all shemishom hamisa. And that's what led to death. Gaiva and death are synonymous, just like anova and life. Anova and life, or anova and tchias amesim, are synonymous, as we've shown. V'ikar sitra demoisahu shenifredes hanefesh me'aguf. And the whole concept of death involves a separation between the body and soul. Sheze nimshach mipigam anal, which results from the pigam of the Eitz Hadas. Dahainu she'ein zoichen la'anova amitis. Shehi ikar hachayim shel kol hoivorim, which means the fact that we have to go through death, the fact that we have to be put into the ground, like we learned earlier, that's a very humiliating experience. Put down to the ground is because once they ate from the Eitz Hadas, we can't achieve true anova while we're physically living. We must try to do what we can while we're living. And then we have to try to fix it all up by going through this final humiliation of being put into the ground. And we said that true anova is the life, is the spiritual life of all the organs of the body. Hainu, ki ikar hu anova b'shleimusu sheyiye ayin mamish. Because as we mentioned earlier, real humility is where the person feels it is nothing. The person considers themselves literally nothing. V'afal pikein, and even though I'm nothing, yihye chozok v'amitz v'gibor chayil mo'id, lamoid keneged kol hamoinim me'avodas Hashem. The person still shows tremendous strength and power and determination and resolve and persistence to stand up to all the obstacles that try to hold them back from serving Hashem properly. Bibichinas, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, which it says about King Yehoshaphat, Vayigba liboy bedarkei Hashem. He lifted up his heart. He had gaiva bedarkei Hashem. But here it's talking about only the kosher aspect of gaiva, meaning the fact that a person is not a shlamazel. He's strong and tough. He knows he has to get the job done. We're dealing with Hashem. You know, if my boss is Hashem, I can't fool around, I can't be a schlepper, I got to be very serious. And if anything gets in my way, I have to be able either to go around it or go through it, whatever it takes. Ki be'emes b'hashoyresh hakoil echot. Because in reality, at its source, it's all one. We'll see in a minute what it's all. Ki geyus digdusha be'emes hu anova amitius. Because the holy kind of gaiva, the gaiva that we just spoke about, where a person knows that Hashem is the King of Kings, and we are here to serve Hashem, and therefore the person is standing strong and tall and determined, with 6,000% determination to get the job done, that gaava is really the epitome of humility. It's because Hashem is so great and so important, and I'm little old me, therefore I know I can't fool around. A little tiny, tiny guy like me has to really be very, very serious to serve a big, great Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, Bemokoim gidulosoi, shom atomoitzian vesanusoi. Where you see, where we have Hashem's greatness, there you see his humility. So we see that these two things, greatness and humility, are not a contradiction. By Hashem, they are one, and by a person who's trying to serve Hashem properly, they are one also. V'imloi hoyachoyte Odom Arishin, and had Odom Arishin not sinned, hoyazoichel b'chinazois b'chayim chiyusoi, he could have achieved this unity between Gaiva and Anova, this oneness, this, he could have achieved it while he was physically living. There wouldn't have had to be any death. V'hoyochai li'olam, he could have lived permanently. Ki ikar ha'chayim hu chibur ha'nefesh v'haguf, because life is the union between body and soul, the unity of the body and soul. V'shoyresh ha'nefesh v'haguf nimshochim b'chinas anova v'geyus, and the source of the soul and the source of the body are humility versus ga'ava, as we'll see in shebishorosham ho'elyoin, where when you go up, up, up to the source of both of them, shnehem echod, they are one. Malchus, we said Malchus is king, Malchus is kavod, and Malchus is the lowest one of the spheroids. It has no light of its own. The melech is a zero. He's melech, he's in charge, but and again, most people, we find human nature is that when they put somebody in charge, he becomes a big shot. He thinks he doesn't know he's nothing. It's the fact that they decided to give him authority, that's what made him a something. The second he starts showing that he forgets that his authority is coming from them, they pull the plug, they bust his bubble, and he's back to zero. Look, you know, we see it today, every day. Guy who's in charge of this country, this guy's dead, this guy they cut to pieces, this guy's in jail. Yesterday he was in charge. What happened? He lost his brain, he lost his muscles, he went on a diet, he lost 600 pounds, and that's why he became Ice King. No, he's the same guy, everything exactly the same, they just pulled the plug. They just decided, no thank you. As of today, you are no longer in charge. So when we talk about Malchus, when we talk about Kovoid, authority, it's synonymous with Anova if a person knows what it is, if a person understands what it really is, that the Melech is nothing. He's only something to the degree that people choose to give him authority, that kind of thing. So therefore, he says, the roots, the source of the soul and body come from Anova and Gaiva, which at their source they are one. Based on this Gemara, again, we keep repeating this Gemara. In the place where you find Gedula, you find Anova. They're synonymous. They're in the same place. Why? Ki hanefesh hi bechinas ayin, bechinas Anova. Because the soul is nothing. Nothing meaning it's ayin, it's spiritual, it's nothing physical. Bechinas anova, like humility, is a person who considers himself nothing. Ki ikar hanefesh shehu hachius chius adam hu hachochma, because the real soul of the person is the chochma of the person, the seichel. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, hachochma techaya, chochma gives life. We know that the battery inside our body is the neshama. The neshama is the battery. And a battery gives life to a machine. So too, the neshama gives life to the body. The minute the neshama walks out, takes leave, the body's dead. It's over. Now, there's a pasuk that says, ha-chochma techaya, chochma gives life, which means that neshama is chochma. These two are the same. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Eov 32, v'nishmas shakai tevinim, their heavenly soul gives them understanding, tevinim. So the tvuna, the seichel, comes from the soul. The soul represents the chachma, the seichel, the life of the person. The word chayim is bigematria chacham. The two yuds become a chav. So life and chachma and neshama are one. Kemayshekosov Admor Zal kam upon him, as Rabbeinu Zal writes many times throughout his teachings. The hachachma hi bechinas ayin. And chachma is nothing. It's nothingness. As the pasuk says, there's a pasuk in Mishle that says, v'hachachma me'ayin temotzei. Chachma comes from nothing. What is nothing? Keser, the crown. Keser is referred to as ayin, nothingness. Nothing meaning no boundaries, no physicalness, no physical shape and form. If you recall, we mentioned in the past that Keser is referred to as hidden, nistar, totally hidden. And it's referred to by the vowel komatz. that each one of the vowels, the Hebrew vowels, corresponds to one of the midos of Hashem. The vowel that corresponds to Keser is komatz, because in Aramaic the word komatz means clothes. Komatz v'sosim. The Kohen took a kmitza when he wanted to bring a karb mincha. He put his three fingers into the dough, took it out, wiped off the sides, and what was hidden in here, that's called the kmitza. So Keser is hidden. There it's hidden. There's no concept of right and left. It's totally spiritual. So it's referred to as ayin, nothingness, nothingness in the physical sense. When we drop down to Chachma and Bina, that's where there begins a concept of a right side and a left side. Chachma on the right, Bina on the left. And that's why the Tikkun HaZohar says the vowel that corresponds to Chachma is Pasach, Miloshen Poteach. That's where the light begins. That's where we start seeing something. When you go above Chachma, you go to the Keser, we don't see anything. There's a pasuk, Yoshev says, Yoshes Choshech Sisroi, that Sisroi, the hiddenness of Hashem, is dark. Meaning, even though it's a super bright light, the light of Keser is much higher than Chachma, it's a higher level, but it's like looking at the sun. When you look at the sun, what do you see? You see black. Because the light is so bright, that's why it appears as darkness. So here again, we're saying that the soul is synonymous with Chachma Sechel, which comes from Ayin. Chachma comes from Ayin, from above it. We say Hashem created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing. Originally there was Ayin. It's brought, by the way, I've mentioned this in the past, that this famous term that Hashem created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, the word Yesh is Marames to Chachma and Bina. Why? Because there's a few reasons. Because there's a pasuk in Mishlei, Kenei Chachma, Kenei Bina. Acquire Chachma, acquire Bina. The word Kenei is 155. Two times Kenei is 310, which is Yesh. So Hashem created the world Yesh Mayayin, which means Chachma and Bina coming from Keser. Keser is nothing, is referred to as Ayin, nothingness. The word Yesh also is Rosh Hetevis, Yemin Smoil. That Hashem created the world Yesh Me'ayin. Originally, there was Ayin. There was wall-to-wall Hashem with no structure at all, no format, no shape, no boundaries. It's called Ayin, nothingness. You know, total spirituality. When Hashem decided to make creation, that's when there started to come into existence a concept of a right and a left by Chachma and Bina. I just want you to not to feel totally thrown off by the terminology. What do you mean nothing? What is that? To know how the term is being used. So we see the pasuk says, V'hachachma me'ayin t'motzei. Chachma comes from ayin. Ayin means keser, and ayin also means humility. A person who says nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the greatest Chacham of Klal Yisrael because of his humility. Because it is pasuk, v'achachma me'ayin t'motzei. V'haguf, whereas the body, shehu yeshus v'gashmius, which is physical, nimshach mibchinas geyus v'gadlus, comes from kavod, greatness, gaiva. Shemishom kol hayeshus sheboilam. That's where all the matter of the world, the physicalness, the gashmius of the world, all stems from this ga'ava, this yeshus. Shehem bechinas hagedula v'haribui. That's all about something that's large and many. In this world, it's all about big and a lot. You know, that concept. Avol b'sharosham, but at their source, which means by Hashem, Shnehem echad, they're one. There's a pasuk. Listen to this. When you hear how the tzaddikim, the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah, how they saw it all in the words. There's a pasuk. Ani rishon, va'ani achron, umi balodai ein elokim. Hashem says, I am number one. I'm the first, and I'm the last. And other than me, there's nothing. You know, there's no other Hashems. So the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word ani is the letters Ayin. Ani Rishon, I am number one. I am the Keser, which is called Ayin. Va'ani achroin, and I am the last one. I am the malchus on the totem pole. Malchus is referred to as the word ani. Ani ledodi vedodi li. There are many psukim where the word ani is used to refer to Hashem's kingdom. So the pasuk here says, ani rishoin va'ani achroin. And there's nothing other than me. Meaning that the top, the highest level, which we're saying is referred to as nothingness, total bitul, is ayin, aleph yud nun. And the malchus, which is the lowest level, the most megusham of all the midos of Hashem, is ani. And they're both identical. It's the same thing. It's part of oneness. Because by Hashem, everything is, it's all one. It appears, it takes on, to us, it looks like different things at times, or it seems to appear, but it's all by Hashem. There isn't a right side and a left side of Hashem. There's, you know, Hashem echod u'shma echod. It's all part of oneness. Okay, rak she'ato, so we said, ki shoyrish hagadlos, shemi, where are we? Aval b'sharosham shneim echad. But at their source, they're all one. Ki shoyrish hagadlus shemisham hayeshus hu hanova. Because the source of greatness, which is from which where Yeshus comes from, is anova. Bebchinas b'chol mokayim shatamaitze gedulasoi shom atamaitze nusanusoi. Wherever you find gedula, you know it's coming from anova. Rak she'ato achar hacheit yef shelonu lahasig zois bedateinu. It's just that now, after Adam ate from Yetz Hadas, we can't understand this completely. To us, it's hard to grasp how nothing and something can be one, how greatness and humility could go together, could be one. V'alkein muchruch ha'odom lomus, and therefore, man must experience death, sheyifrad hanefesh mi'aguf, where the soul separates from the body, v'yoshuv he'ofor al ha'oretz, and the dirt returns to the ground, the dirt from which man was originally created from returns to the ground, kishahoya, as it was originally, kidei sheyizdakech ba'ofor kanal, so that the person will go through a purification in the ground, in the dirt. Ad sheyizke l'tchias ha'meisim, until the person will be zoich eventually to be come back to life, she'oz yizke l'bechina zois b'shleimus. And then, after tchias ha'meisim, then we'll be zoich to this level that we just mentioned before, to perfection. Meaning, dehainu sheyizke la'anovo amitis, will be zoich to true humility, shehi hachayim shel kol ha'evorim, which is the spiritual life of every part of the body, sheshom, where when you're dealing with real, real, high, pure humility, shom, ha-geus tiktusha v'hanova ha-koel echad. The gaiva and the anova are one. They're mamish one. They don't contradict each other in any way. A person can consider himself a zero, and yet you'll see him running to do everything. He'll get every job done in the world. And you ask him, wow, you did all of this? I didn't do anything. I work, my boss, this is my boss. You get a worker in a house, and he's working for a boss. A boss has a house that's worth $30 million, and you get the guy who runs the whole thing. And somebody goes over to him and says to him, are you Mr. Berkowitz? I'm not Mr. Berkowitz. Mr. Berkowitz owns this house. I just work here. And again, just saying, I just work here. Mr. Berkowitz shows up once or twice a year. You're running the whole place. But he doesn't forget who's who. He knows I'm doing everything and I'm doing it meticulously. I get up early and I'm solid and I'm serious about every drop of work I do. But I never for a second forget my play. Who's in charge? And I only work here. I work as a king. The king is in charge. Everything is him. I get paid to do my... So I'm really nothing. I'm really nobody. Shezehu ikar hachayim be'emes. That's real life. Sheyihye guf tzach v'zach ma'oid ma'oid. Where the body should be pure, extremely pure. Sheyihye nichlal im hanefesh betachlus achdus. So that the body and the soul can become one, literally. The body reaches such a state of purity that it blends together perfectly with the soul. So when is this going to happen? When Tchias HaMeisim. I can't wait that long. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we, the Jewish people, have to try to draw this upon ourselves on a daily basis to achieve a taste of Tchiyas HaMeisim every day. Ki kol avoidaseinu kol yemei chayenu hu lizkois l'tchiyas HaMeisim. Because all of our efforts throughout our whole life is to be zoiche to get to Tchiyas HaMeisim. We want to be part of that. She'oz yiyeh ikar hakibul schar. That's when we're going to really receive the final reward. Al kein therefore anu tzrichim lahamshech aleinu b'china zois b'chol yoyim. Therefore, we have to try to get a taste of that every day. Just like we talk about, the Gemara says about Shabbos, Zochreyu me'echad b'Shabbos. Don't wait for Shabbos till Shabbos. Try to remind yourself of, to think about Shabbos and to get a taste of Shabbos from Sunday. You're shopping, you see anything nice, oh, maybe let's leave that for Shabbos. So right away, the person isn't stuck in the struggle of the weekdays. He's in weekday, but he's already smelling the Shabbos. He's already thinking about Shabbos and looking forward to it. That's why we say the Shir Shel Yom. We say Hayom Yom Rishon Bashabbos. We could have said Hayom Yom Rishon, period. Hayom Yom Sheni. No, it's Hayom Yom Rishon towards Shabbos. We're moving towards Shabbos. Every minute we're getting a minute closer to Shabbos. So too about Tchiyas HaMeisim here, which is the ultimate Shabbos, we want to be able to taste it while we're physically living. V'zeh kol inyan birchas hashachar shemavorchem baboiker al kol dover v'dover beprotius. And these are the brachas that we make in the morning over every single part of our body. It's a different bracha. Shehu poikeach ivrim u'matir asurim v'zoikev kifufim. Hashem opens our eyes. Hashem lets us move all the limbs of our body. He helps us straighten up. Kedei lo'oirer hachius shel kol eiver ve'eiver, in order to activate the spiritual life that's found in each and every organ, al yedei habracha, through the bracha that we make on it. When I make a bracha on an apple, what's an apple? It's a physical thing. It's a piece of glob. You say, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, but I put Hashem on that apple. I turned on the sparks, all the holy sparks. There's all kinds of lights blinking there. I don't see it. The tzaddikim would look at it. The minute you put Hashem's name on that, you activated all the spirituality in that thing. So when I announce Hashem's name on every part of my body, I'm activating the spiritual chiyus in every part of my body. Through the bracha, she'ikar hachiyus, and we said again, what is the spiritual life in every organ of my body? It's the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu that's found in every organ of my body. We mentioned earlier that pasuk mechoikek mibein raglav, that Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as mechoikek, which is Bigamatria 248, which refers to the 248 organs of the body, where Rabbeinu Zal says that every Jew, in every one of the 248 organs of his body, he has the potential of the anava of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's there, you just have to turn it on. How do we turn it on? Birkas HaShachar, when we make those brachas in the morning. Now he's going to explain exactly how it works. Because we had learned earlier, remember, the chapter on Likut Moran that this is based on starts off speaking about going to the tzaddik and looking at the tzaddik and having the tzaddik look at you. And when he does that, he gives you his noitzitzut samoichin. He gives you malchus, which is anova. Remember? That's what the chapter on Likut Moran says. Now he's going to show us how this happens when we make birchas hashachar. When I make a bracha, the bracha has a wire coming out of it. Let's see where it's wired to. Ki kol habrachos v'hahoidos nimshochin mehatzadik huemes. All brachos and praises of Hashem come from the true tzaddik. She'al yodoi nimshochin chayim nitzchim anal. It's via the tzaddik that we receive this spiritual, this eternal life. Ki hu mekoyer habracha. Because the tzaddik is the source of all blessing. We have there's a pasuk, brachos l'roish tzaddik. We have this week's parsha. You don't have any better source. Today's parsha is vayechi. We find in this week's parsha, who's giving the brachos? Hashem? No. Yaakov Avinu, the tzaddik, the Birkos Yaakov are coming from Yaakov Avinu. And this goes back to Avram Avinu. Rashi HaKodesh brings in Chumash, in Lech Lecha Vayered, one of the Rashis there says that Hashem said, oh, it's in the beginning of Lech Lecha, when it says, Va'avorcheko, Va'gadlo Shemecha, Ve'heyei Brocha. Hashem says to Avram, Ve'heyei Brocha. Rashi there quotes the Gemara, which says, up to now, Hashem says, the brachas were by me. Here you go, here's the keys. I'm turning it over to you. From here on in, from Avram Avinu on, the brachas are by the tzaddik. Anyone wants a bracha and they go to Hashem for a bracha, they're skipping us. Hashem says, sorry, you're barking up the wrong tree. It's over there. Just like the Gemara says that the malachim go to Hashem and ask, when is Rosh Hashanah? Hashem says, what are you asking me for? They're going to decide. When Bezdin downstairs says, Mekudesh HaChodesh, when they announce the new moon, that's when it'll be Rosh Hashanah. So the bracha is Hashem has clearly given over to the tzaddik. So anytime a Jew says a bracha, there's a connection to the tzaddik. They are the source of bracha. Ki hu mekoyer habracha, he is the source of bracha. When do we say these words, Ki hu mekor habracha? On Friday night, on Shabbos. We say it in Lechadodi, right? Likras Shabbos lechuven elcha. Let us go towards the Shabbos. Ki hi mekor habracha. Because Shabbos is the source of blessing. The Zohar HaKodesh says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was once teaching his students, and he was giving them his finest. And afterwards they said to him, Rabbi, antu Shabbos the kula yomi. You are Shabbos of all the days. We're the 6 days of the week. You are the Shabbos. Just like Shabbos is the source of bracha for the whole week, you are the source of our bracha. These are all proofs that the tzaddik is the source of the bracha. Ki ikar, and again, we said Avram Avinu, in this week's parsha, the Birchas Yaakov, who's giving it out? Yaakov doesn't say, what are you coming to me for? There's a story with Rab Nosson Zal. It's interesting, we're saying this on Erev, his yard site. Tonight is the yard site of Rav Nosson Zal. And it's, again, related to the topic now. When Rochel Imenu couldn't have children, at one point she went to Yaakov Avinu and put a gun to his head and said, hey, hova libonim, vim ayin meso anoichi. Either you give me children, otherwise I'm dead. I'm not living. So Yaakov Avinu said to her, what do you think? I'm Hashem, Asher Mona Mimeich Privetin, who has withheld from you children. He's with you because I've had kids already, so I'm not the problem here. You're the problem. You think I'm Hashem who is withholding children? And he said it as a question mark. There's a story with, and she said, I'm coming to you. And Baruch Hashem, she had children. There's a story with Rav Nosson Zal that a woman came to him one time, screaming, you know, desperate. I don't have children. I want children. You give me children. So he looked at her and he said, what do you think? I'm Hashem? What are you putting it on me? I, who am I? What am I? I'm nothing. And afterwards, it's written, after she left, he turned to one of the people that was with him and he said, maybe I shouldn't have said it so strong. You know, even if I'm hasach l'kim anoichi, maybe I didn't have to say it with such an exclamation point, implying that he knew who he was. He knew that she was doing the right thing. She was coming to the right address. Sometimes a tzaddik is obligated to play dumb or to say, what are you coming to me for? And sometimes he can wiggle out of it that way. But if the brother says, what am I coming to you? Because you have the key, because I know you're the one. We said before when we spoke about looking at the tzaddik, Rav Nosson Zal said, if a person looks at a tzaddik and doesn't really believe he's a tzaddik, then he's not looking at the tzaddik. Because in his eyes, that person is a tzaddik. But if a person comes to somebody and says, I know who you are not going to fool me. I know that you are the tzaddik, and therefore I know that Hashem does listen to you, and therefore I'm asking you, in your position, to beseech Hashem, then a person gets through. That's this kihu mekoyer habrocha. The tzaddik is the source of blessing. There's a riddle in the Zohar. There's the riddle that Shimshon HaGibor, when Shimshon was playing with the Pelishtim, he was looking for ways to get at them. Said one time, he said to them, "Me ha'ochel yotzo machol, ומאז יוצא מוסויק. From that which eats came forth that which is מאוכל יוצא מאכל. From that, the one who eats came forth that which is eaten, and from the powerful came forth something sweet. He was referring to the fact that he had engaged a lion, that he had a showdown with a lion, and the lion lost. He tore the lion in half, and then when he came back afterwards, the bees had made a beehive in the carcass of the lion. So that's what he was referring to here, me'ha'oichel, from the eater. A lion is the oichel, yotzamachel, from him came forth food. You know, they were eating from it, they were making their beehive in his carcass. Umeaz, and from something powerful, he said, mo'az me'ari, what's more powerful than a lion? Came forth something sweet. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, on these words, me'ha'oichel, yotzamachel, from the oichel comes forth ma'achal. Ma'achal means food, ma'achal means shefa, all shefa, all hashpois. Where do all hashpois come from? All hashpois come from the oichel. Who does it say, who's called oichel? The Zohar HaKadosh says there's a pasuk, tzadik oichel l'soiv hanafshoi. The tzadik eats to satisfy his soul. He doesn't eat for gashmius reasons. He's eating. So the tzadik is called oichel. Meho oichel yotzo ma'achel. From the tzaddik comes forth all hashpois, all shefa to the world. Hashem sends it via, he's the distributor. The tzaddik is the distributor. Ki ikar hachayim nitzchim hu she'oz nizke tomid lahoidois ulahalel ulavorech lishmoy hagodol vakodosh. Rav Nosson says, because what is eternal life? What is Olam Haba? What are we going to be doing in Olam Haba all the time? The answer is we're going to be praising and blessing Hashem's name. That's what we're going to be doing. Shezehu ikar tachlis olam chai olam haba. That's going to be the ultimate in Olam Haba, is going to be the realization, the highest level recognition of Hashem's greatness and the privilege of praising and blessing Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 2 in the second half of Likutei Moran, that on Chanukah we say that the kavu shmonas yemei Chanukah elu lahoidois ulahalel l'shimcha godol, that they established these 8 days of Chanukah to praise Hashem. That's what it's all about. And we know 8 always refers to Olam Haba. The physical world is 7, 8. So that's Rabbeinu Zal says there, that the main pleasure of Olam Haba is going to be praising Hashem. So we see again that when we're making brachos, we're connecting to Olam Haba. We're connecting to that place of the ultimate praise of Hashem. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei habrachos she'onu mevorchem baboiker al chius shel kol ho'evorim beprotius, through the brachos that we make every single morning related to the spiritual life of every single organ of our bodies, we're drawing upon ourselves some of that spiritual light and life of the future, of Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba is going to be wall-to-wall brachas. It's going to be all about brachas and praising Hashem. When we make the bracha here in the morning on our body, we're tapping into that. We're connecting to that spiritual life that's going to be in Olam Haba. Shehu bechinas anova amitiyas shel Moshe Rabbeinu shemelubosh bechol ever vever, which is the pure humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is found in every organ of the body. Shehu ikar hachius huamiti shel kol ever vever kanal. That's the true spiritual existence and life of each and every single organ of my body. If an organ of my body has gaiva, it's dead. It's not connected to Hashem. It has there's a pasuk. The Gemara says, "Kol amizgoa kilu doichek rak le'ashchina." That when a person has arrogance, he's pushing Hashem away. Hashem says, "Ein ani v'hu yecholim lodor b'mokam echad." The world is too small for the two of us. So Hashem says, "I'm out." And if Hashem is out, and Hashem is the source of life, then that person is dead, or that organ is dead. Whatever organ has the gaiva, if it has gaiva, it's unplugged from Hashem. She'ikar hachius hu levorech ulahoidois lishmoy yisborach tamed. Because real life, real living is blessing and praising Hashem constantly. which again is a display of humility. And when I bless Hashem and I pray, when I take an apple and I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, why is Hashem involved in this? Hashem's somewhere, it's my apple. What am I talking about Hashem for? When I say Baruch Atah Hashem, I'm acknowledging it's not my apple. This is Hashem's apple. The Gemara says that if a person eats without a bracha, they're stealing. There's a pasuk, Lashem ha'oratzim loya. It all belongs to Hashem. Who gave you rishus to take it? There's another pasuk that says, v'ha'oratz nosan levnei odom. When? When you make a bracha. If you show recognition that you know who it belongs to, then Hashem says, go ahead, enjoy it. Enjoy it. So the minute I show the recognition of Hashem, that's Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the ultimate in recognition of Hashem. And look at this pasuk now, Kamay Shekosov, as the pasuk says in Chavakuk chapter 32, Chai, Chai, Hu Yoiducha. A living, living person, he will praise you. So the praise of Hashem, that's living. That then the person is alive. Ukamay Shekosov, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Loi Hamesim Yahaluka. Dead people don't praise Hashem. So those who are praising Hashem, they're the real living one. They're really alive. People who are not praising Hashem, they don't have recognition of Hashem, they're not alive. They're not spiritually alive. Sheheim horishoim shekruim b'chayei emesim. This refers to the rishoim who the Gemara says even while they're physically living, they're referred to as dead. Aval shayni hai da'akrun chayim. But these are different. This was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's response when his son asked him about going to graves of tzaddikim, and his son said to him, isn't there a pasuk v'dorei shalameisim? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, shiny high, these graves are different. The ikrun chayim, because those guys are called living. The Gemara says, tzaddikim b'misosam kruim chayim. The tzaddik, after he passes away, is considered alive. Kamay shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh b'idra zuta. As it says in the Zohar Kodesh in that section, She'aleihem nemar, about those tzaddikim who have already passed away, the pasuk says, Va'anachnu nevorech ko. We bless Hashem. Because where are they? Olam Haba. What is Olam Haba? Blessing Hashem. That's what Olam Haba is. It's constant blessing Hashem. And this is why we make this bracha in the morning, that Hashem returns our soul. Listen to these words. As long as the soul is inside of me, I acknowledge you, Hashem. I acknowledge you, I praise you. So praise of Hashem is soul. Praise of Hashem is ruchnius, is olam haba. It's neshama. That's the neshama. The neshama is all about praise of Hashem. Ki ze ikar chiyus haneshama. Because this is the real essence of life, of the soul. Shenit melodom, which was given to a person. Lahoidois ulahale lishmois baratomet. To be constantly always praising Hashem. Like the Gemara says, valavai shi yispalalu kolayim kuloi. If only they could daven all day. Because that's olam haba. Olam Haba is 24/7 praise of Hashem. Ki ze ikar hachayim, because that's the essence of life. Paragraph Chav Beis. V'ze b'chinas birchas malbe sharumim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to focus on this bracha specifically, that we make a bracha that Hashem dresses those who are without clothing. And he's going to go into this topic of levush, again, to clarify, show us from psukim, exactly what does levush mean? That this is tied in, again, to tchiyas hameisim. Ki ikar tchiyas hameisim she'oz yichye chayim nitzchiyim yizke kolechot kefi halevushim shezocho lesakein b'chayov ayidei toiro meisim toivim. Because the whole concept of tchiyas hameisim, when people will live eternal life, each and every person is going to be zoiche to that based on the garments that they prepared in this world while they were physically living through their Torah and mitzvahs. Shaydeze nase b'chinas chaluka derabonon. Every drop of Torah a person learns and mitzvahs a person does, he sews, he prepares a rabbinical garment. That's the terminology that's used. Chaluka derabonon, this spiritual garment. Shaidei ze yie ikar kibul haschar kiyadua, and it's via this garment that the person will receive their true reward in the future. The reward is going to be based on this garment. Veze bechinas, this is the pasuk in Iyov chapter 38, which says, Tishapech kachoymer choysom v'yisyatzvu kemoy levush. That pasuk is referring to Tchias HaMeisim. The friends of Iyov were reprimanding him that he showed a lack of faith, in a sense, in Olam Haba and those things. So they said to him that just like a garment, when they put it away, they fold it up, and they put it in a box somewhere. And a person who doesn't know, who never saw how clothing is put away or anything, somebody says to them, he says, I need a coat. So somebody says, go over there, go into that box. There's coats in that box. Guy looks at him, coats in the box? What are you, nuts? A coat is, a coat stands up. There's no coat in the box. Open the thing, you'll see there's a coat. He goes in there, and he sees there's a garment folded up. And when you unfold it, you see it unfolds into a coat, a real live coat. So the pasuk here says, so too regarding us, that when we're buried, the person is put into the ground, and it would look, to a person who doesn't know, it would look as if, how's this thing ever going to come back up? The pasuk says, Tishapech kachoymer choysam. The neshama is going to unravel itself, v'yisyatzvu kemoy levush, and they'll stand up like a garment stands up when you're wearing it. Hainu shoyokumu v'yisyatzvu b'tchias ha-meisim. What this pasuk is saying is that we will stand up at tchias ha-meisim kemoy levush, based on the garment, just like the garment, according to the garment that I prepared while I was living in this world. That's going to determine my coming back at tchias ha-meisim. Hainu kemoy shetikein halavushim, based on the garments that a person prepared through all the mitzvahs and maisim toivim that he did, that's what's going to determine that person's participation in tchias ha-meisim. Shehu bechinas chaluka derabonon. That's the term that's used in the Zohar Kodesh and other places. Chaluka derabonon, this rabbinical garment. Ki koydem achet, because before Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, loy hayu tzrichim lelevushim klal. There was no need for clothing whatsoever. Ki loy hayu adayin busha klal, because there was no shame in the world yet. Machma shaloy nichshelu b'shum chet, because no one had ever messed up yet with any sin. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says clearly, vayihu shneihem arumim v'lo yisboishoshu. They were both without clothing, and they did not feel ashamed or embarrassed whatsoever. Aval achar shechoto, but once Adam sinned, nemar vo'iro ki eiro imonoichi. I was afraid when Hashem came looking for him in Gan Eden, and Hashem said, Ayeko, Adam Rishon answered, Voira, I was afraid because I was without clothing. Rav Nosson Zal says, Yira zu habusha. We know that fear goes together with shame. That pasuk after Matan Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu says that the reason for all the lightning and thunder was leman tihye yirosoi al penechem, so that you should have the fear of Hashem on your faces, v'loy techto, and you won't sin. The Gemara says, what is this fear on the face? Zu habusha. That refers to shame, embarrassment. That's that fear. Ki oz nimshach busha me'achar shekvar choto upogam. Because that's when Adam HaRishon introduced shame and embarrassment into the world based on the sin that was committed. Vazai habusha himida toiva. And from that point on, shame is a very positive thing. Why? Because busha is one of the highest forms of tshuva. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'oivra aveira u'kamoisham razal." As the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Yud Beis, "Ha'oivra aveira u'mizbayish bo moichlan loy kol avoynoisav." If a Jew commits a sin and he feels ashamed about it, Hashem forgives all of his sins. Listen to that wording in the Gemara. That's how powerful a detergent busha is, that this thing has the ability to wipe out all the sins. Umeyachar shenimshach busha, and once Adam HaRishon felt this busha, Chomal alof Hashem Yisborach, Hashem had rachmanis on him, v'osoloi kosnos oir v'albishen. And Hashem made for him garments of leather or of skin and dressed them. Ki halavushim heim tikun habusha. Because clothing is the tikkun for this shame and embarrassment. We cover ourselves. Ki Rabbi Yochanan kore lamane mechabdusa. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kavod. When a person is without clothing, then they're lacking in kavod. They're ashamed, embarrassment. Their kavod is disgraced. Here again, we're living in a world where things have gone so upside. This is the whole concept of tzniyus. That the clothing are the kavod of the person. Less clothing means less kavod. And in the modern world, it's become that the trick is how to have the less and less clothing, and that's the kavod. That's what they're looking to broadcast. That's what we're broadcasting. That which a person, an intelligent person, should be feeling ashamed about, not ashamed, not that the body is a bad thing, but Hashem has defined what should be covered, what should be uncovered. And that's what it's dependent on. Now, after the sin, and Hashem already decreed death, Iker hatikun liskois letchias hameisim levatel sitra demoisa hual yidei habusha. The main tikun by which a person can be zechet to tchias hameisim, to wipe out the death, is through busha, by the person feeling ashamed and embarrassed when they do something wrong. Shehu ikar hatshuva. That's one of the most important aspects of tshuva. Shaydeze yihye ikar tchias hameisim. Kemavur baterna. That's going to be the main thing that's going to bring about tchias hameisim. Tshuva. Uvo letzion goel ulashove fesha. When is the goel going to come? Through tshuva ulashove fesha. Va'oz yihye kol echod chayo lam haba. And then each and every person will experience the life, the spiritual life of Olam Haba, based on the tikkun of the garments that he prepared while he was physically living. Sheheim mechasim al habusha. They cover up the shame and embarrassment. I saw recently in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, this is not Chassidus, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says about clothing, and right away in the beginning it talks about getting dressed in the morning, that one of the reasons why we wear black and white is because those colors keep a person more in a state of humility. No, it's pink, there are loud colors that are considered loud, and there are colors that naturally lend themselves to a person feeling humble. This is not to say that if a person's wearing an $8,000 black tuxedo and he's standing, he feels like he's King Kong. He feels like he owns the whole... That obviously, that's possible also. But we're saying what the norms are, how Hashem created the world, the norm is that these colors naturally keep a person within a certain attitude versus the very colorful look, which is the opposite. That's why it says Talmidei Chachomim stick to those kind of colors. Hainu levatel hageus meyatzmo. One second. V'alkein, and therefore baboiker in the morning, shehu b'chinas tchias hameisim, which is when we're experiencing this coming back to life. Mevorchin malbish arumim. We make this bracha for Hashem dressing those who are undressed. Ki ikar tchias hameisim. Who kefid b'chinas tikkun halavushim? Because as we saw before, the tchias hameisim is going to be based on the garments. It's compared to the clothing, as we saw in that pasuk in Iyov. B'chinas tishapech kachomer choisam v'yisyatzvu kemoy lavush. They will stand up like a garment stands up after it's unfolded, taken out of the box, out of the coffin. Ki tikkun halavushim hu b'chinas tikkun hageyus. Because the tikkun of the garments is the tikkun of the gaiva. Hainu levatel me hageus meyatzmoi hatluyim belavushim. To fix, to correct the gaiva, which is very much related to the clothing. Shederech ha'odom lehizgois bohem ulahalois shederech ha'odom lehizgois bohem. Which it's normal for people that the clothing makes them feel, a person dresses a certain way and it changes their whole mood, their whole attitude. And what we're trying to do is to elevate the geyus, not to take the gaiva for ourselves, but to give all the ga'ava to Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem moloch geyus lovesh. Hashem is king, his garment is gaiva. The king has kavod, melech ha-kavod. He deserves kavod. I'm not the king, therefore my clothing has to be low profile. Not that anybody that looks at me thinks I'm in charge of the world, I think I'm in charge of the world. V'zeh b'chinas talis u'tfilin. And this is the concept of the talis and tfilin that we put on in the morning. Ki tfilin heim b'chinas hisnoitzitzu samoichin. Because as we learned way, way back, many pages ago, tfilin is what activates the brain. Shaydezeh nimshach busha. And when a person's brain is really working properly, they realize, they have recognition of Hashem, and they feel ashamed and embarrassed in the presence of Hashem. That's how we take this eternal life upon ourselves. Alkein magdimim lilvosh talis shel mitzvah. And this is why before tefillin, we put on a talis. Shehu mechase al habusha. What is the talis? It's a garment that covers us. It covers the shame and embarrassment. We said because tefillin gives you busha. Tefillin makes your brain sparkle, which makes you realize how big Hashem is and how tiny you are. The second that happens, you're going to be full of shame and embarrassment. We wouldn't be able to withstand the shame and embarrassment unless we were covered up before, unless we put on the talus first. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 70, Tulni Kutimran, Goydel Habusha Shetzore Chaotam Lizbayish Afilu Lasois Mitzvah. Remember, we said before, most of the world talks about being ashamed when you do an Aveira. Rabbeinu Zal says that if a person really realizes who Hashem is and how big Hashem is, then when the guy puts on tefillin, he feels ashamed and embarrassed. Who am I to put on? Who am I to be touching this? This is holiness. This is Hashem. Who am I? How can I think that I have reshus, that you know that I have the chutzpah, you know, to take this and put the crown of Hashem on my head? Ayin Sham, look over there in chapter 70, Tulni Kutimran, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. Al kein, therefore, bechemloso yisborach, out of Hashem's great kindness, Tziva aleinu lahakdim lehislabesh betalis shel mitzvah. He has us first put on the talis. Shehu bechinas chaluka derabbanan, which is this rabbinical garment. Shehu mechasa ala busha, which covers the busha, that we should be able to handle the busha. The busha shouldn't blow us out completely. Ki habegodim heim tikun habusha kanal. Because we said clothing is the tikkun for busha. When Adam Rishon felt busha, Hashem gave him the clothing. V'zehu, and this is why when we put on a talis in the morning, what do we say? Mayokor chazdecho elokim, b'nei Adam betzel kenofecho yeson. How great is your kindness, Hashem, that you allow human beings to be embraced in the shade of your wings. Hainu, mamoid yokor chazdeisbaruch. We're saying how great is Hashem's kindness, shechomal aleinu, that He took pity on us, venosan lanu kanfei hatalis hakodosh, and He's given us the corners of the talis. The word kanaf means wings, the wings of the Shechina. The word kanaf also means corners of the garment. That Hashem has given us the corners of the talis, to cover ourselves and hide ourselves in Hashem's embrace, out of our great shame and embarrassment. And again, what are we ashamed of? We're ashamed of any sins. We did that for sure. But we're ashamed even if we didn't do any sins. We're ashamed that when a person is standing in front of Hashem and he sees how big, how huge Hashem is, then he feels very tiny. And that tininess is being referred to here as that busha. Baruch Hashem, we finished this section of the halacha. Next week we'll resume. We're going to a new topic, Purim. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain all of the mitzvah of Purim, the holiday of Purim, using all of these yesodos.